Finovate showcases cutting-edge banking and financial technology through a global conference series featuring short-form demos and thought leadership. Now, the conversation continues on the Finovate podcast.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Finovate podcast. Joining me today, we have Jim Colasano, Senior Vice President of The Clearinghouse. Jim, thanks so much for taking the time to connect with me.
Thanks for inviting me, Greg.
Excellent. So I think most people have heard of The Clearinghouse, but can you start with just a quick overview of yourself, your background, and how you came to work at The Clearinghouse?
Sure. I've actually been in banking and payments in particular for my entire career, which is over 30 years at this point in time, so I've been a long timer. I've worked for JPMorgan Chase as well as HSBC in domestic and global payment positions. And about 7 years ago, the Clearinghouse reached out to me to come join them to launch the RTP network, which is the first instant payment network in the U.S. And the first new payment rail that was launched in the U.S. in over 45 years. Now, the Clearinghouse itself is a 170-year-old institution. It's been around for a long time, and it provides critical payments infrastructure to the financial community. We run high-value, low-value, and check image systems, payment networks. And back in 2017, we launched the RTP network that's been in operation now for a continuous operation for over 6.5 years.
Excellent. So obviously, we're here today to talk about real-time payments in more detail. You know, from a personal side, how long have you been interested in that as a concept? And you know, I'll ask the question, is your interest purely professional or is there a personal connection somewhere for you as you think about RTP capabilities?
Well, I actually started in banking coming right out of college. And when I started working in banking, paper checks were actually the dominant payment method at the time. And for years, I worked in the check environment, creating some efficiencies. We actually helped launch check image in the early days. I worked in ACH, and I've done a lot of work trying to make payment systems more efficient and more responsive to market demands. And over the years, we've seen commerce evolve. We've seen technology evolve. But the payment systems have really stayed the same for almost 5 decades. And I remember so many conversations late at night with friends and colleagues saying, wouldn't it be nice if we could just build a platform, a payment platform that worked the right way? And we're the right people to do it because we know how to build it. And it's always been a dream of mine. But you never kind of think that something's going to happen in your lifetime if nothing's happened in over 50 years. So when the Clearinghouse came to me 7 years ago and said that they were actually going to build this new payment platform, and did I want to be a part of it? It was an opportunity that I just couldn't resist. So this is kind of a dream for me, and again, a capstone for my career to be able to build the next generation of payment system and launch it in the U.S.
Yeah, so while you understand the pain of what a not real-time payment situation can look like, and I think, you know, obviously that's a very common thread with the people and companies that we see come across our radar at Finovate, there's a lot of times people will have a really direct experience with, I know how inefficient this process is. I know how painful that inefficiency can be. And I think that, you know, from your standpoint, having seen it for so long, now having the opportunity to go and create something new must be really exciting. You know, I think most people in fintech have probably a general understanding of what real-time payments can do, but can you put the technology into a little bit of context for our listeners? You know, who really stands to benefit from using RTP? Where does it sit in the ecosystem? Some kind of high-level pieces like that I think will be helpful for our listeners.
Sure. So the first thing that I think everybody needs to know is that the RTP network sits in between financial institutions. And we are the ones who actually provide the movement of money between financial institutions. And there are only two organizations in the U.S. that can actually do that. The two network operators, the Federal Reserve and the Clearinghouse. But you will see that a lot of companies are out there in the marketplace today providing what I call instant payment experiences. So when you go online and you make a payment, there are lots of vendors, a lot of organizations that will create the experience, if you will, of an instant payment. But then they actually take that information and move it over the traditional bank rails, so debit rails or ACH rails, which can take several days to actually move the money with Finality. And that's the problem that we've solved with RTP. And I use the example a lot for people. When you go onto your online banking platform and you make an online payment, the minute you make that payment, you'll see the money come out of your account instantaneously. So the money's gone if you take a look at your account. And then you get that pop-up that says the money may not get to the person you're sending it to for 5 to 7 days. And I don't think anybody understands why you're taking my money out of my account immediately, but taking a week to get it to the person I'm sending it to. And that's very transparent to most people when they do banking. What the instant payment network and what the RTP network does is it actually compresses it so that as quickly as the money is leaves your account, it is received and is usable by the beneficiary. And that operates 24 hours a day. That experience operates 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, weekends, holidays. So if you want to move money instantaneously and you use the RTP rails, then the money will actually be received by the beneficiary instantaneously. The other thing, there are some capabilities that the network provides that are really important. So when you send the money, again, it clears and settles in seconds instantaneously. You also get assured delivery. So when you get that confirmation back that says the money's been delivered and the transaction's been settled, you actually know that the person you sent it to can now has it in their hands and can actually use that money no matter what time of the day it is. You'll also get a message if for some reason that transaction cannot be settled. And I often use the example of, you know, some businesses. I had a business sit with me on a panel a couple of years back, and I asked the member, you know, what is your experience with the existing payment rails? And his response was, you know, they work well when they work.
Yeah.
And what he was referring to is that problem where you have no transparency if something goes wrong. So you have to take it on faith that the payment that you made is actually going to get to the other party. With the RTP network, if for any reason whatsoever that payment can't be made, you'll get an instant notification back that says we couldn't complete this transaction, and here's why. And to businesses in particular, that is incredibly important that they know that a payment's been made. It's also equally important to consumers. If you're making that payment of your electric bill or your phone bill at the last minute, you want to know that it's actually gotten there and that it didn't get dropped anywhere along the way. So those things are extremely important, and those are characteristics of the network that really make it different and solve real problems for businesses and consumers.
Yeah, and I think that's really interesting. And I want to just come back and touch on something, because you mentioned that there are people who are offering what looks like real-time payments type of solutions, obviously not actually moving the money instantaneously. Are those financial institutions absorbing the risk associated with that, with, you know, from a customer-facing standpoint of saying, you know, we treat this payment as instant, but we know that it will take a couple of days to move it? Who actually absorbs the risk in that type of equation when there's not actually a real-time payment taking place?
Well, in many of the consumer applications, it is the banks who are taking on that risk that the payment can't be settled and something will go wrong. However, in the business environment, you'll find that in some instances, the businesses are actually taking the risk if a payment doesn't settle. But you are correct. The difference between settling it over multiple days when you've actually allowed the money to, given the money to the beneficiary party, it does incur risk. And what the RTP network has done, these instant payment networks do, is actually eliminates the counterparty risk that exists in these networks. And that's a very real benefit to not only the banks, but also the participants.
Yeah, for sure. I'd like to switch gears a little bit and talk about kind of the broader ecosystem. Is everybody already set up to engage in real-time payments, you know, for send and receive, or is there still work that we need to do to kind of bring everybody into this ecosystem?
There is definitely still work to do. Now, this is the RTP network is a private sector network. So we don't carry any mandates. And we are growing our network by providing value to the banking community. So the banks join the RTP network. We have about 550 banks on the network today, and we can reach about 67% of the households in the U.S. through the network. But we need to build a network by adding more banks, and we are doing that every single day. And again, you do that by creating value and by adding capabilities that are valuable not only to the banks but to their customers. But that's how you build volume and you build scale on the network. And again, we have been starting to see an escalation of the number of banks who are queuing up in our pipeline. There's a lot of excitement around instant payments right now, and we're starting to see that in the number of banks who are actually joining the network, the volume growth that we're starting to see, the diversity of use cases that we're seeing across the board. So we do expect that pipeline to start building up very, very quickly. But there is still some work to be done in terms of bringing all of the banks in the U.S. on board the network.
Yeah, well, and great to hear that people are kind of lining up to get involved, because I think we are at a point where it is time for that type of action. But you do sometimes get the sense that there are still those out there for whom real-time payments is not actually a big priority. What would you say those organizations are missing out on? You know, why should they be really focused on real-time payments right now?
Well, let me speak about this from a bank perspective, because the banks are typically our primary customers. We're talking about infrastructure with the RTP network, right? It is the rail that clears and settles payment transactions and doing it instantaneously. And investments in infrastructure for any business out there, investments in infrastructure are usually the most difficult ones to justify. And what you typically look at is, where is the market demand for me to invest in this infrastructure? And we get that question a lot from banks. And what I'll tell you is, there is an expectation that payments will operate in real time. The generation of consumers that have been raised with a digital experience and a mobile experience have an expectation of immediacy, instant gratification. They don't know the meaning of float. They don't know the meaning of a delay in settlement. When they see a payment getting completed on their digital platform, they expect it to be done at that point in time and settled. That is the expectation. And these individuals are now becoming the business owners in the current environment in the future. So that expectation they are carrying into their workplaces, the businesses that they build. And we are now starting to see in the workplace in general that the digital experience, the commerce experience that everybody is seeing right now, that's instantaneous and digital, is becoming the expectation that individuals have of what their banking experience should be. And that's going to start to build up demand across the board. And if you're a bank that's not making the investment in real-time payments today, and the bank down the street, your competitor, is offering that service, what we have been seeing in very real terms are individuals speaking with their feet, right? Actually taking their business and moving it from one bank to the other, because the banks are not offering them the capability to get an instant payout when they are finished their shift as a driver or getting early access to their wages. So those are the kind of things that become the expectations your customers have of you. And if you can't provide that, then you're going to be out of luck, because you're going to start to see customers leave. And that's been a driving force between many banks coming on board of late.
Yeah, and I think the crucial word there again is expectation, right? This is what customers expect. And we all know how quickly customer expectations can shift. And once somebody's able to offer a new type of service or service at a different speed, whatever that service may be, I mean, if you think about how quickly we expect packages to arrive now, if I order something online, I generally expect it to show up within 2 days, maybe within a week. But the idea that you could wait 2 weeks for a package now, that expectation is no longer something that most people have. And so when it comes to money, as well, as we kind of look at the future, as soon as those expectations shift, and they're going to shift quickly, and there won't really be any chance to come back from that. So we are approaching the end of our time here, and I want to end by just zooming way out and asking two questions. When will we have 100% coverage of banks using instant payments? And maybe more importantly, what does the world look like when that happens? What does our society actually and our banking ecosystem actually look like there?
So I always like to look in the crystal ball. It's always fun to think about what the future will be, especially as somebody who's been in payments for a really long time. And two things I would say. First, you tend to see a slow burn when you're starting to build out a new platform. That's going to be the case. It was always the case in banking. It was the last time we launched the ACH network almost 45 years ago. But you do reach that tipping point relatively quickly. And what we are starting to see is our pipeline building up, the demand starting to build up, customer expectations starting to firm up out there. So I do think you're going to start to see a rapid acceleration of banks joining these networks and providing instant payment capabilities. I'd like to say that we will get to virtual ubiquity within the next 2 to 3 years. That's both an expectation of mine as well as a hope in terms of what we want to see the banks doing. I would think that we would really get that critical mass or that scale of banks adopting RTP over the course of the next 2 to 3 years. And what is that going to enable? One thing that we've never done in the payments industry and in banking, we never wind up, we always add more payment capabilities. We never displace any because you never have new payment capability that's so functional that it can actually replace some of the existing legacy applications that are out there. So I do expect you will be able to make any type of payment for any type of use or application instantaneously over these rails. When you can reach anybody with instant payment rails, you'll actually start to see an explosion of usage of RTP across every user community, business to business, business to consumers, consumers to each other. And most importantly, which is what I've called the holy grail of payments, are instant cross-border payments. When you can start to make a payment to any country in the world instantaneously, that's when we will, that's the ultimate vision of where we can potentially go. And I'll tell you that that vision is not that far out. Already tested the capability of moving transactions across borders, technical connectivity, and we have been able to clear and settle transactions cross-border in 20 seconds with some of the pilot testing that we've done. So we've demonstrated that the technical capability is there. We obviously have some, regulatory and compliance issues that we have to deal with. So we are going to have to build out business processes, but the technology is going to allow for instant cross-border payments, I think, within a reasonable period of time, too. And again, once you see that, where you can make a payment to anyone, anywhere in the globe, instantaneously, that, I think, is the ultimate vision and going to really transform the payments industry.
Yeah, no, that's great. I mean, and certainly, I think you're right. We're closer to that than it may seem, certainly closer to that than we've ever been before. And it'll be very exciting to see what happens when this potential is realized. So I'm afraid we have to cut it off there. But Jim, it's been a real pleasure chatting with you. Thanks so much again for taking the time and walking us through your vision for what the world could look like with fully functional real-time payments.
Thanks, Greg. It's been a great discussion.
The Finovate podcast is produced by Informa Connect in association with Provoke.fm Media. Check out Finovate.com for information on Finovate's upcoming shows and to learn how you can get involved. The discount code Finovate Podcast will save you 20% on tickets to all of our events. And you can email us at info@finovate.com for information on sponsoring, speaking, or demoing. Thanks for listening.